Hallelujah. Psalm 40, starting at verse 1. We'll speak the first three verses. Praise be to God. Everybody there? Let's speak it. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock. He established my steps. He put a what? New song. That new song is representation of a new sound. A new what? New sound. Gratitude, thankfulness, joy. It's a new sound. He put a new sound in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear it and will trust in the Lord. So a new song is actually associated with a new sound. And when God begins to move in your life, things begin to change. Your tune changes. The Holy Spirit said to me, I am releasing a new sound across the earth. A new sound across the earth. And in this new sound, there'll be joy, there'll be gratitude, there'll be thankfulness, there'll be a new sound. Why would that happen? Because God's people are going to begin to see the vengeance of the Lord. Does everybody understand that? So there's going to be a new sound through. Now, there'll be another sound on the other side. And it sure ain't going to be peace, joy, and righteousness. It's going to be a cry for help. But that's where the body will come in, even with joy. We're here to help. Amen? So there's going to be a new, he's releasing a new sound through the whole earth. And Psalm 98. Hallelujah. And we're going to be alive to see it, God willing. Psalm 98, starting at verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a what? New song or what? New sound. In other words, no more grumbling, complaining, no more woes, meesies. No more oppression and heaviness and what about me? It's a new sound. It's a sound of joy. Where your eyes are not on you, they're on him. And you're seeing his hand move mightily. Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done what? Marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have what? Gained him the what? The victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness is revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth shall see, have seen the what? Salvation of our God. You think that would change people's attitudes and tones? You got that right. There's a new sound coming. Rejoicing, singing praise for his mercies and his faithfulness and his salvation. A new sound released across the earth. Psalm 32. Psalm 32. See, when God begins to do a new thing, he releases a new sound. And then, and as he's doing the new thing, people are recognizing it, and they got a new sound released. There's a new song. A new tone. Psalm 32 and verse 6 and 7. for this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in time when you may be what? When you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from the trouble. You shall surround me with what? Songs of what? Deliverance. Do you know that you go through deliverance when you sing? Why? Because you're sowing in the Spirit. That means you're speaking light, you're singing light, you're eating it. There's a process of deliverance as you praise and worship the Lord. That's why it's called songs of deliverance. See, if we begin to put this into practice and it becomes truly a part of your life, you won't grumble and complain as much as you used to. You begin to sing songs of deliverance. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Even when stupid thoughts come, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we all get attacked in the mind. Some of the goofiest things. Some of the perverse things. Because you're being attacked. But when the flood of the enemy comes, you must lift up a high standard of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Even a hallelujah. Amen. Does everybody understand that? See, when you do that, what are you doing? You're releasing a sound. A new sound. A fresh, you know what? God hears. He sees. He ain't deaf. He knows. And he acknowledges that sound coming from your mouth. Glory to God. Songs of deliverance. Boy, we need them every day, don't we? Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 57, verse 5. Be what? Exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have what? Fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be above all the earth. I will make a new sound. I will make a new song. Amen. Psalm 89. This is going to be a part of that new sound being released across the earth. Sound of victory. Boy, people are joyful when they have victory, don't they? Psalm 89 and verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build you up your throne to all generations. All the heavens will what? Praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly and the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise up, you still them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. Wow. Song of great love. These are songs of joyfulness, songs of love. Lifting up a new song and a new sound of heaven. Second Chronicles 20, verse 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord did what? Set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were what? Defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to what? Destroy one another. Think about this. Confusion in the enemy's camp. It's a song of deliverance, man. So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were their dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were there 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. That's called the transfer of wealth of the wicked to the hands of the righteous. That's why there's a new sound going through the earth. This prophetic word that what's happened will happen again. Oh, if we could just grab hold of that. And grab hold of it until it releases. Colossians 3. Now, I want you to know that the word but is not that good sound. There's no but. But supports reasoning, and reasoning is a guillotine of faith. But. It's a false self-justification. It's always trying to transfer something else onto someone else instead of taking responsibility. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:15, please. And let the peace of God rule what? In your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be what? Thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now, peace of God will rule in your hearts as you praise and worship Him. That's a new sound. See, in that sound, there's so much peace. Everybody's scrambling and all this, that, and goofy, and you're just, so what? Okay, cool. God's got it. Why? Because you know He's got control. See, when you're out of control, He's in control. When you're in control, He won't interfere with it. He'll let you stumble and everything else. And that's when people fall in the but. Oh, Lord, I thought you had it. No, you took it from me, He says. Oh, praise God. The peace of God will rule in our hearts. Psalm 100 and verse 1. Make a what? Joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before His presence with what? Singing. Know that the Lord, He is good. He is God. And it is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, enter His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures forever. Joyful shout. That's a new sound. See, we used to say after the sound of mourning and weeping and crying and miserable sounds. Nobody loves me. Rejected by the voice of the stranger, just tearing you up. So the Holy Spirit came in and said, come on, let's change this tune. You're out of tune. Isaiah 48 and verse 20. Go forth from where? In other words, come out of Babylon. Flee from the Chaldeans with the voice of what? Oh, snap. With the voice of what? Declare, proclaim this, utter it to the end of the earth. Say the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob, and they did not thirst. When he led them through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and out of waters crushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Why? Because they do not know how to release a true sound that draws God. The only sound they draw is demonic forces. The voice of singing. Woohoo! Romans 10:14, please. See, some people try to make their own joy, their own pleasure, and it just doesn't work. Only the joy of the Lord is our strength, and only in his presence is there joy. Amen. That's where the new sound comes from. Romans 10:14. Glory to God. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, the Lord who has believed our report. So then, faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But they say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the what? Earth. And their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Isaiah not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to what? Jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I have made manifest to those who did not ask of me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. In other words, he's been trying to rescue and trying to bring people joy with a new sound, but some of them just refuse. They just refuse because they're too prideful. It says here, the words will go what? To the ends of the earth. That sound will continue to go. That new sound that God is releasing, it's going to change everything. For me and you, some of the people with a new sound are going to be very irritated because you carry a new sound. You carry joy. It's not bothering you, but it's sure bothering them. You want to stir up a demon? Start praising God. Thanking him for everything. Jeremiah 33. You want to stir up a demon? Just stay at peace. They can't stand it. They want you to react right along with them. Don't be a nuclear reactor, right? Jeremiah 33, verse 10. Thus says the Lord again, there shall be heard in this place of which you say, it is desolate, without man and without beast, in the cities of Judah in the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. The voice of what? Joy. And the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And all those will bring the sacrifice of what? They will bring the sacrifice of what? Praise, it's a new sound. Into the house of the Lord, for I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, in all its cities, there shall be again, be a dwelling place of shepherds causing their flock to lie down. That means rest. In the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the lowland, in the cities of the south, in the land of Benjamin, and places around Jerusalem, in the cities of Judah, and the flocks again, pass under the hands of him who counts them, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause to grow up David, the branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. Hello, and we're going to be joyful. In those days Judah will be saved, Jerusalem will dwell safely, and this is the name by which she will be called, the Lord our righteous. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, nor shall the priests, Levites, lack a man to offer burnt offerings before me, the kindle grain offerings, and the sacrifice continually. But our sacrifice now is the sacrifice of praise. The new sound that's being released. There's going to be joy. Why? Because you and I are going to see the vengeance of God. We are going to be vindicated sevenfold. It just takes a voice of sacrifice of praise. A new sound. And I'm going to close at Revelation 5. Hallelujah. Just a simple prophetic insight released tonight so that you know what's going on. And that you don't get sucked into the oppressive sound. Revelation 5, verse 8. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a what? A new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll, to open up its seals. Are the seals being opened? Yes. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and living creatures, and the elders, and the numbers of them were tens of thousands times tens and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, a loud sound, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor, and a glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, and such as are there in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. So we know that the seals are being broken already. Not every part of the seal that's broken is being fulfilled, but parts of them already are. There's already been three seals broken. There'll be more. But again, not every seal is going to have its full fulfillment. There'll be partials of each seal that will be fulfilled. But we are in that time now. There is a new sound being released. And it's the sound of peace, joy, and righteousness. And in this joy, it's because we are seeing our enemies being exposed and removed. We are watching the vindication of the Lord come across this earth. And in all over the world. there'll be a new sound. There'll be a heavenly sound of song and joy and dance. How long? I don't know. And how long will it stay? I don't know. But God's got a plan. So let's enjoy it while we can. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We are honored and blessed for the new sound that you're releasing. And we ask, Lord, that we don't get caught up in the old sound, and the carnal sound, and the flesh sound, in the mourning sound, in a despair and discouragement sound. But we maintain the sound of peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit for your glory, honor, and praise as we watch your hand move mightily in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.